Blog Talk Radio.
Buenos días. Feliz Día de San Valentín. Happy Valentine's Day. Well, for me, it's just a regular day. But, yeah, it took a second to get on. I was a little worried for a minute. I kept saying that the number wasn't a real number anymore. That was weird. So we're here. Here we are. Sammy, you may stop following me now. Swear to God, it's like I need a court order to make you shut the fuck up. Wow, everyone, our map is getting really freaking blue over here. That's amazing. Look at that. Wow, Wow.
I ain't gon' do the nigga six off the good street, I ain't gon'
If we could send out some feelers. Well, you know the drill. If no one shows up, you know what I'm going to do. So for our weekly forecast, and don't worry, I already got mail this morning. Let's see, I just got some email. Let me see. Yes, we have some witchy questions. That's going to give us something to do. So, let's see. Yep. Nope, that's not what's related to. That won't be read today. All right, we're going to start with the email I just received. Of course, it's Valentine's Day, so you know people are not. Some people are single and not feeling it. Well, to the person who just wrote me. Don't worry if people don't like you, because most people struggle to like themselves. So, I would just... Because Valentine's Day is more like penis Christmas. Really. You know? I don't know. I don't know. I just. All right. I'm sorry I didn't give you a better answer. But your question was, why can't I find anyone to like you? Or like me, that was your question. So it might not be you, man. Might be just a bad time. You know? All righty. Let's see. Oh, did you guys know my favorite part of the Bible was when instead of telling women to dress modestly, Jesus tells his dudes to avoid lust by plucking out their eyes? That's awesome. And then some. And don't worry, friend. We all have something within us that this world needs. You just have to find you. I just wouldn't really bother with people probably right now. You might need to have some hermit time if you will. All right, where'd you go? I know you sent me something. I saw you earlier. If you guys are writing me right now because I'm on the show, hold up. People are sending emails right now, and it's just rolling over everything. One at a time, please. Okay, weird. Jesus. What? Oh my goodness. Well, where are they? Let's see. Yay. Yay. Okay, we're getting somewhere, I think. God. Well, that's not what we want. Yay, yay, yay. This is weird. Y'all must be having Dick Christmas this morning. All I'm getting is emails. All right. So, for the person who wrote me a few minutes ago, anyone who's not on your same evolutionary and spiritual frequency will distance himself or herself from you, while all those who are on the same evolutionary and spiritual frequency as you will come closer. You will see how amazing it is to discover that everyone who needs to be by your side will ultimately appear in your life in the most spontaneous and divine manner, and that is how powerful the mind is. So that's your answer for right now, anyway. Now, I just seen another one. Where is it? Okay. I got another email here. Now, this lady's talking about trying out meditation and asking if I think it's a good idea. Well, there's lots of benefits. Lowers blood pressure, slows down the cardiovascular system, restores balance and function to the digestive system, aiding absorption of nutrients, relaxes the nervous system, relieves muscle tension, diminishes intensity of headaches and migraines, relieves insomnia, frees the mind from self-doubt and internal chatter, releases fears, reduces anxiety, improves depression, generates optimism and self-esteem, confidence, and motivation. It's a good reason to try. And for those of you who do the moon stuff, I do have some moon tonic water for you. Hold this one out of the gym drawer. Tonic waters containing the energy of the moon embody very powerful healing benefits that bring about integral balance and wholeness throughout the body, mind, and soul. Clear quartz crystal catalyses the absorption of lunar energies as well as amplifies the healing benefits. To prepare your moon water, wait for a clear night, preferably on a night before the full moon. Put your crystal in a clear glass and cover with 1 cup of purified water. Check for the exact time of sundown on the day you have chosen. Cover the glass with a clear plastic wrap. At sundown, place the glass outdoors in a moonlit place. Remove the glass at dawn. The water is now filled with lunar potency. Drink the moon water every morning to prepare your body, mind, and spirit for the stress of the day. Do we want to drink that? I'm going to put a parenthesis in there. I don't think we should be drinking it. Maybe just like, you know, bathe in it, pour it on yourself, maybe. I don't know. Where are we getting this quartz? How long has it been sitting there? Is it clean? Are we going to wash it first? There's too many questions here. That's an oldie. I got something special here, though. I forgot about this one. Well, this one is a perfume recipe. This is the Moon Priestess perfume. Add a drop of Queen of the Night oil, 3 drops of rose oil, and 1 drop of lemon vervain oil to 4 ounces of white spirits in a dark brown or blue oil. Swirl to combine. Earth Mother perfume. Equal parts of patchouli and rose oil blend together and swirl to combine. Art of the Witch. To 8 ounces of spirits, add 60 drops of musk, 30 drops of ambergris, 30 drops of bergamot. I hope I said that right. I've never seen that one before. Shake vigorously to combine. Now add 22 drops of clove and 8 drops of cinnamon oil. Swirl to combine. The Solid Lavender perfume. That sounds good. 4 ounces of bees wax. 1/2 cup of sweet almond oil. 1 tablespoon of lavender oil. Melt beeswax into the oil using a double boiler. Remove from heat. Stir in essential oils and keep stirring for about a minute. Pour into containers and let cool completely until solid. So then you would just take your fingers and rub it, that's what she said, and then put it on instead of spraying yourself. That's pretty good. Sun Goddess perfume, equal parts of cinnamon and lemon, ylang ylang oil, blend together and swirl to combine. Here's a love perfume to draw a lover. Ooh, the last thing I need. To 1 cup of spring water, add a pinch of hot pepper, rosemary, 3 drops of jasmine oil, 3 drops of your own blood, and simmer on low heat. Okay. Now remove from heat, stir and say, wandering wind, carry my spell. Make whoever it is specifically, it's specific. They ask for a name. Love me, well. Herbs and scents make whoever's name mine, the name, she'll see me, make his or her love turn to me. So mote it be. That's interesting. That one is interesting. Very, very interesting. I guess we move on to our forecasting, and then I'm going to go do homework. All right. Let's see what's happening. Swear to God, I'm going to tie my fucking torch to myself. Anyway, well, from the 14th to the 20th, now this week, the first quarter moon occurs on Friday, February 19th at 1:47 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So on Friday afternoon, the first quarter moon occurs when the sun in Pisces forms a square with the moon in Gemini. There's a crisis theme surrounding any quarter moon phase as we feel compelled to take action shortly after we are made aware of how our actions affect those close to us, perhaps through trial and error. Well, we've heard this one before, haven't we? Whatever project or initiative we began around the new moon is now off the ground and it may face its first obstacles. This can be a time of stress, clashing and discord, but also of high energy, motivation, and growth. Now, the space of the moon occurs at 1 degree and 21 minutes of Gemini, square the sun at 1 degree and 21 minutes of Pisces, affecting people born with personal planets and points at approximately 0 to 3 degrees. So the mutable signs Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces, and 29 to 30 degrees of the fixed signs Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, most significantly Fox. Now the sun is in Aquarius from January 19th to February 18th, and during this cycle we are motivated by our hunger for knowledge, experience, and originality. Innovation is more important to us than convention, so we become more aware of what is outdated in our lives and strive to find new perspectives and new ways to do things. So the class distinction, structure, and order that Capricorn finds appealing now seem to be too rigid. The freedom of the individual becomes far more significant to us. We strive to free ourselves from some of the restrictions, inhibitions, and limitations that now feel constraining rather than safe. The sun is in Pisces from February 18th to March 20th. With the sun in Pisces, we are guided by the altruistic feelings. We are less motivated to do than we are to feel, imagine, and dream. A what will be attitude reigns, and we are guided by a sense of universal correlation. Pisces rule empathy, selfless love and devotion and wisdom, and shadow side rule self-pity, a feeling of being victimized by life, passivity, and elusiveness. Mercury is in Aquarius from January 8th to March 15th. It is an extended stay, retrograde. Now, when Mercury is in Aquarius, we are hungry for knowledge and open to new and original ideas. We begin to think outside the box, and I think it becomes more progressive and adaptive. Our communication and thought patterns are spontaneous, somewhat fragmented, and liberal. This is the time when inventive seeking is at its peak. Venus is in Aquarius from February 1st to 25th. We move towards unconventionality, independence, and freedom as themes in our social relationships under this influence. Aquarius can be just as faithful as Capricorn, but it has to be on his own terms. Experimental relationships are more intriguing now. Being friends as well as lovers is important to us during the cycle, allowing one another freedom of expression and treating others fairly, unselfishly, and impartially are themes now. So Mars is in Taurus from January 6th to March 3rd. We are determined, stubborn, resolute. During this cycle, Mars in Taurus can be passive and at its strongest when resisting or defending something in stark contrast to the impulsive Mars in the Aries cycle. We tend to pursue our goals by plodding along patiently, and our goal is longevity and long-term satisfaction. Jupiter is in Aquarius from December 19th, 2020 to May 13th, 2021, and then July 28th, December to December 28th. Now, we got Saturn, which entered December 17th and transits Aquarius from March 21st to July 1st on 2020, and then December 17th to March 7th, 2023. Saturn transits. That's so funny. Uranus transit Taurus, May 15, 2018 to November 6, 2018, and March 6, 2019 until 2025-26. Approaching money and personal possessions in new ways and learning how to free ourselves from certain material constraints. Innovative ways to make ourselves comfortable emerge. We're less inhibited about expressing sensuality, self-love, body love, and pampering. We're challenging what we previously valued during this cycle. It can be abrupt changes with money, valuables, possessions, and income that lead to a reshuffling of priorities or values. Income might come from non-traditional sources or ventures. We're bringing progressive ideas to the world of business. New ways of doing business, as well as making, viewing, and handling money are likely. Income and the energy that we put into making money can be variable. Yay! I get to read off Venus. Venus is in Aquarius from February 1st to the 25th of 2021. Now, while in Capricorn, we valued enduring connections, reliability, and faithfulness. We took expressing our feelings seriously, and we also took our sweet time warming up to others. Generally, we kept our cool in relationships. Now, in Aquarius, we're still keeping our cool, but in a detached and impersonal sort of way. Unconventional setups become more appealing. Bringing the spirit of friendship into romantic relationships is a positive use of Venus and Aquarius energy. Relationships that fairly scream alternatives appeal to us now. It's all about being open-minded and somewhat detached with Aquarius energy dominating the love arena. With Venus and Aquarius, it's best to go into dates with new people casually with no expectations and no strings. Melodrama and emotionalism simply won't work. We may find ourselves attracted to or attracting people who are not our usual type. For fuck's sake. For fuck's sake. Now, this week on Saturday and Monday, the 14th and 15th, we gravitate towards situations that help us grow, improve, and move forward. Cooperating can bring rewards. Fortunate connections might be made now. Thursday and Friday, our needs and desires seem to clash, which can lead to some friction. Disagreements are possible with differences and contrast standing out more than usual. Boy, am I glad to be single. Don't think I, honestly, I'm not sure that I don't want to be single because people are shit. Oh, shit. What?
Hiccup, happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, feliz día de San Valentín. Yeah, girl, I speak Spanish. What's up? Thank you.
You're the only
person besides my mom who said happy Valentine's Day to me. How are you?
I'm there. I'm hanging in there, staying positive and working on myself. What should I ask you?
Do you want to do a general look into the next 90 days?
Okay. You have time?
And then we'll kind of, if you want to do a timing, and we could do what we can do, because we got like 25 minutes, 37 seconds. We got plenty of time. I don't think anyone's ever going to show up. I was just doing everyone's horrible Valentine's Venus forecast. So cool. We don't have to do that now. Great. Let me scooch. I'll pull out some cards. You know what we should do? Let's just do your 21. I mean, let's do your 21 card real quick. I mean, we end up doing 20 cards anyway, usually. So let's do that. Okay, so basically what happens here is that it'll be three cards in each section. So you have seven sections, and basically what happens is is you have different sections in your life. You have general life, work, love, stuff like that. So let me pull up my thing here.
I hope you get a Valentine's gift.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Probably not, though. I don't think too many people like me too much right now. Let me go grab my I gotta grab my grimoire really quick. We're gonna run to the other side of the house. The only thing that I do find very convenient about how I'm doing my show now is that I can do it on the house phone and do whatever instead of being stuck with a microphone. So I'm pulling out the big book, lady, and we're gonna get you a good spread. That's what he said. Alrighty. So we got the big book out. I have a tarot grimoire. So basically I got a nice leather bound book where I have sat and done, like, I've got hundreds of spreads. So let's check out your spread. That's funny.
Wow.
That's what he said. Yes, enjoy her spread. That's what my friend used to say to me. It's so funny. You know, I'm going to do what I usually do, and I know I want to do a 21 card, but something just said that there's something else in here that's for you. So let me see what comes. Oh, I got it. All right, me lady. This one.
Okay.
This one actually maybe requires a question, and I'm going to tell you what each card represents, okay? So there's nine positions, and think of it as, like, it's called the ribbon of time, okay? So basically how they're going to look is it's like they're taking a, you know, when you're driving a curvy road and there's a lot of curves? Kind of like that. So think of a ribbon kind of just, like, moving in the air. All right, so there's seven.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the first one is actions taken in is the past, okay? So what did these actions influence? What has the reality created? Out of the reality, what issues, problems evolved? How was the present created by the issues? Who needs to be brought into alignment? Or what? I'm sorry. What skills are needed to help resolve this issue and how best to implement these skills? Do you feel like that's you? I feel like it is, but I feel like there's something more. What the hell is happening? I got a spread here that's called What the Hell is Happening? That's awesome. All right, I got it. Okay.
That's true.
The universe is like, no. Oh, yes. So when's your birthday, by the way?
November 2nd.
Oh, wow, okay. So you are a Scorpio. Okay, I felt water with you.
Okay, it's cool.
I got your spread. I got your spread. Okay, so this one is going to be specifically attuned to you. This one's called the water spread. So it's your water sign, basically the upside down triangle. It's going to be how your emotions are in this moment, what you keep piling into that is preventing your emotions from flowing, you know, figuring stuff out, what negative feelings you have that you can release to become fluid, because right now you're more stuffed up, you're solid. Like frozen in time, what position, habits, mental, physical, things that you need to adopt, and the outcome of your emotional river, which I don't think you have what it takes to do this. No, universe, you're making it too hard. I know that's good for her, but I'm not feeling it right now. Okay. Sometimes this happens. My book is like, no, this one. Stop it. All right, we're doing your ribbons in time. That's the one. That is the one, me lady. So the question here is what is the actions that you need to take to move ahead? That's what I would ask if I was doing this for myself. Now I got your cards out. Let's see. Yeah, baby. Come on, baby. Gimme. All right, girlfriend. Perfect. Here we go. This is what. Yes. Okay. Give me that. Okay. So, the cards are laying themselves out right now. They're just like, nope. All right. So we got self-emotion, personalities, relationships at home and work, hopes, fears, career, finances, projects, and fortitude, spiritual destinies and surprises, time, obstacles, and progress, health, future, and outcomes. Yeah, you know. That's it. Thank you. Okay. You ready?
Go for it. I can feel it. Okay. Like Rocky.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So, got a lot going on here. So, in your past, in the first row, which is your self-emotions and personalities, you've got your reverse. What is that? That's the Knight of Pentacles. So, usually when it's right side up, that's usually good news of something flourishing and coming to position that is supposed to, you know, exist in your life. But sometimes it's a no-go. So let's delve into that, because in the same row, you have a reverse Eight of Cups. So let's unpack this. Pentacles are Knight of Pentacles. He is reversed. So the key is to your financial future. Girl, it's telling you you're overspending. Are you shopping still?
No, I mean, no. Just
yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, telling you, it's warning you about money. Hold on to your window shop. Make your carts and then leave them there. And then they'll write you and be like, hey, you want to take money off? That's a good secret. Okay, so you're still getting called in your recent past right now. It's very recent. It's telling you you need to start holding on to your money. Okay, so your current event right now, you've got a reverse Eight of Cups. Okay, so, and remember right now, it's a time of being, what is the word? Not over, like, impulsive. Impulsive, like all of a sudden you're going to, like, I want to go shopping, and no, don't do it. Okay, so it's, right now emotions are running high, so let go of situations that no longer concern you. Now on here, it says that you can spend money now, but make sure it's something that is tangible and that you need. And if it makes you feel good, the spirit says, okay, but don't be impulsive. Okay? So now, in your future events, you have the Ace of Pentacles. So did you land that interview yet?
I passed it. I just have my second. Well, I passed my second, and I have my third one, the last one.
Okay. Well, it's a time to celebrate soon, because it looks like you're getting it, because this card heralds good luck with new business endeavors and acknowledgement for a job well done. It's a great time to apply for work or seek promotion, enjoy, and demand. So, right, you are getting a job. Excellent. All right. So, when it comes to your relationships at home and work, now, You've got a Knight of Cups, and I know it's this fucking piece of shit that we just went through the saga. So he's in the past here. He definitely messed with your emotions. I mean, you both did with each other. So we got this knight here, and he is right side up, telling you that you are an understanding listener. But you know just what to say to please others. But don't get too close to associates that you have a hard time thinking for yourself. You rely on your own to solve your own problems. But you're always there for others, and you try to be, and then when you need someone to be there for you, they just, like, turn on you or talk about you when you tell them your problem. It's gossip bullshit. I hate people like that. So just remember, keep your distance. But right now, you're at the Ten of Swords, and I think it's right side up. It looks right side up to me. So this Ten of Swords is a lot of burden, all right? So trouble in personal relationships been weighing on your mind. Ability to solve problems can be determined only when you apply what you know and feel at this time. So get rid of anything that don't matter. If it doesn't serve a purpose in your life, it don't need to be in your life. You also, in your nearest future event, which will be the Four of Swords, so you'll be able to have some mental rest, a little bit of a time to pamper yourself, to soothe disagreements. Look up for the conservative middle-of-the-road position. Now, the opposition lessens when you realize that people can change. Stay the fuck away from that guy. I don't think he can change. He's a weirdo. I don't like him. He's just, no. Let's see. But the greatest obstacle to your success right now is impatience. So keep your cool. Be patient. Keep throwing your noodles against the wall until something happens. So, in your hopes, fears, and career for your seventh position, you have the Ten of Cups. So things are about to start turning a new leaf for you. Hold on. You're about, it's as good as the wish card. This means you're actually going to have flourishment, like your garden is starting to grow. So that's in your recent past event, and that is kept. So that's pretty fairly recent. So meaning that we're coming to the next step. So now we are in the eighth position, which your Empress is in reverse. So right now is a very good time to look inward, okay? Now, are you feeling inferior about your intellect, education, or communication skills? Stop it, okay? Don't exaggerate your fears or be reluctant to take action. Some problems with your mother and other intimate women are imminent, so be careful. So, in your future, you have the reverse death. So, that is interesting. This card is suggesting about being careful about egocentric. Be prepared to lend a shoulder and a handkerchief. Ask for a favor and offer one, too. And setbacks and delays are likely. This is a great time for healthy escapism. Honesty brings rewards. Now, this is in your fears, hopes, and career. I feel like this is more of a, you're finishing, you're closing that door, right?
I hope,
the one,
yeah,
that I said to close, you're closing it, right? You walked away from this,
yeah,
dude, right? Okay, good. Okay, so that's about. Yeah, stay the hell away from him. Okay, so finances, this will be your 10th position. So in this position, you have the Seven of Swords. And this just happened. This is you getting kicked out of your work, I think, leaving your job. I want to say this is your Seven of Swords here, because there's just a lot of drama there. Yes, pressure is beyond the rise. But don't take on too much. Learn from the successes and the failures of others and of your past. Do not make the same mistakes in the future. Right now, you're at judgment. So, wow, you're at number 20 right now of the major arcana. That's And it's right side up, so that's good. So just pat yourself on the back because a job well done delivers many rewards. Laziness is punished, so don't forget that. Make peace and don't nitpick yourself or others too harshly. Patience brings success, and don't be cruel. Health improves, but it will take some effort on your part. So if you're feeling not so good right now, just kind of make a choice. It's time to dust ourselves off, make ourselves pretty, we pick up our purse, and we keep going. So, in the future, you have the Chariot. And this is according to your, see, it's the 12th possession, and this is in your finances, projects, and fortitude. So, you know, all of that is like your foundations and kind of like the direction that you're going, and you're basically moving on from where you are now, but victories are on the horizon, and to reject negative people, but don't judge them too harshly. Appeal to others' senses of fair play. Now, this is going to be a good time for travel, taking a break, and getting away. So, in this sense, you're going to be taking a break from, where were you? You were... yes, you're going to be changing, that's right, you're changing jobs. So that's what we left behind. That dramatized occupation.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you when you're done. I want to know that old lady got into trouble, but I'm curious. But go ahead.
All right, we only have 8 cards left. So the next position you have in your spiritual destiny and surprises, you have the Stars. And that's in your recent past, and that's fairly recent. So, meaning, keep up your faith. Don't lose hope in yourself and keep going. Things will work out as they should, but make sure you are giving your patience, your time, and your love. Because this is a card of optimism and hope, saying you have the chance to start over in long-standing situations, but beware of pride and aim for preparation and innovation. So right now, though, you are at the 4 of Wands. It is reversed. So that's an action card. You know, that's just getting past the 3 and, you know, allowing, you know, the magic to happen, but... this is in reverse, so you need to appreciate what you have and don't let envy into your life. Errors and judgment are likely when emotions cloud reason. And right now it's asking if you really think that someone is taking advantage of you, think about it. You have in your nearest future the 5 of Wands in reverse, which is kind of interesting how it just explodes like that. And yes, she's in reverse. Right now, in the future, you're going to have to understand that you don't always have to come out on top, but also accept compromises and apologies and reprioritize. It's a good time for that. That will be in your nearest future. That is very soon. I would say 5 days. 5 days for that. So in your final column here, the health future outcomes, you had the 7 of Wands. So basically, you had to go through a fight just to get to where you want to be, just to be, you know, successful, just to be happy. And it's right side up. So it's talking about how your faith is overcoming the current obstacles. And it's telling you that you have the power to accomplish your goals. Consider all of the consequences, but act quickly. Now, after that, you have a 6 of Swords in your current position right now. So in this section in your life, you are moving to calmer waters. So things are going to start going better mentally. Okay, but in the future, you're going to get depressed. Do you get depressed?
Yes.
Okay, so we're having bouts of depression. So you're going to have a little bit of a depressive moment. I would say in the next 3 hours to 3 days, you're going to have overwhelming feelings of sadness. And it is a 3 of Swords, but it is upside down. So even though these feelings are going to come, you're going to have the depression bout. But progress is sluggish right now, and maybe delays are inevitable. But are you looking at things honestly? You need to find a way to take control of the situation. So mentally, this is the time where you decide, I am depressed. I understand this. I know this too shall pass. I'm going to get up tomorrow, no matter how I feel today. So what is the decision that I might need to make? It is okay to have depression. It is okay to feel what you feel. What is not okay is that you do not function. If you're going to be depressed, you need to find a way to function. If you do not find a way to function through your depression, then it will just take over your life. You will have major, this is a major setback. This is it. This is the mindset. Right now, your mindset is not that well. You feel alone, tired, annoyed, kind of lost a little bit in a sense of what I'm supposed to be doing and why am I having to be here by myself. I'm bored, basically. So, you know, you're a person who exudes so much love from her, and you just got so much love to give and no one really to give it to. That will return it to you. Because lonely hearts attract monsters. And you have a lonely heart. I hate saying that to you, but I'm your spiritual advisor. This is what I'm for. Now, your foundation, my love, is the moon. And this is in the major arcana number, what is it, 18. The 18. This card comes out to the number 9. So that takes you to the Hierophant. So the Hierophant in the darkness, or I mean not the Hierophant, the Hermit. The Hermit is about contemplation and self, inward self, you know, working on that shadow work or just kind of gaining the knowledge that you need to, you know, get through whatever obstacles, and sometimes you have to do it alone. But in the moon, in the darkness, the shadows, the light of the moon exposes those shadows. So there are things that lurk in the shadows all around you that you need to remember. Right now, the moonlight is showing you the way. There is no sun right now. It is only the moon. And remember that people are acting clannish and very emotional, but don't join the crowd. Read between the lines. And follow your intuition because it's very strong right now. But you're still likely to be deceived, and this is not a time to start anything new. Have patience, because you never have any. Your future outcome, and I believe that this is you. This is definitely you. Now, in this card, this is the Knave of Swords. It's not a king. It's not a king. It's not a king. It's not a king. These ones are in French. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is not a king. No, that is a not. Damn it, I can't say the word. Ah,
Prince.
Knave would be basically. Knave would be the Jack. So basically, right now, be vigil. Be vigil. Watch your back. Pay attention to what you're doing. Don't spend too much money. Self care. We're gonna go over time. Don't worry. It's all about you, babe. You've got to take some time to make those decisions, to make that call. Depression happens. That's just who we are right now. We're feeling emotion. We're feeling the loss, the anxiety, you know, that feeling when is this going to stop? So, about that lady. I'm getting sick, by the way. I'm sorry. I sound like shit. I was in a car crash. I don't know if you heard my radio show on Monday. I was in a car crash because I got kidnapped by my ex. He tried to kill me. I'm picking up grass out of my face. Yeah. Oh, girl, okay? Listen to Monday's Monday and Tuesday show. There's a whole lot in there. All right, so about your lady. Oh, she's got a lot.
Crazy.
Yeah, dude, it's horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
But,
well, she's definitely being looked at. She's definitely not able to manipulate that well. She's trying to manipulate the situation, but it looks like it's gonna become too much for her. So yeah, she's gonna be out of there soon.
All right. Oh, you're talking about that old lady, sorry, I'm not offending, okay? She says she's a gypsy witch. She's gonna is justice coming on her? I want to make you sure.
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
It is, because
I'm not offending you. Okay.
There is a King of Swords. The King of
Good.
Swords is basically the authority for her, and she is the reverse Queen of Swords, so this is her, definitely. But because she's
yes.
thrown out so much magic that was actually really dark and bad for no reason, she built up bad karma
mm-hmm.
for herself. So it's what you, and I got a Three of Wands here in reverse as well, and the Ten of Wands. So basically, she did too much. She abused her
yes.
power. So now she's going to be reaping what she sows, because when you throw out, it comes back to you times three.
That's true.
Yeah. So she's getting hit. She's getting hit triple time. She's gonna start losing it all. It's going to become too much for her emotionally, mentally, physically.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's about to lose it all.
That's good. Did the owner doing something about it? He is, right?
He is the King of Swords, yes. He is the factor behind this moment.
Can I ask you pretty please, the gentleman that used to like, because he was very nice. She was the one that said all those things that I didn't even do. Does he know that there's problems with her? Does he know what's going on? Is he going to find out?
Well, what I have found about that guy is he's easily manipulated, sweetie. He has no idea. He doesn't know. He just hears something and he believes it right off the bat without doing any research, so he's definitely not worth your time. He's
True.
Too easily manipulated. He's a pussy. The last thing you need
True.
In your life is a fucking pussy-ass bitch boy. Let me tell you, I'm 36 this year, okay, a drunk ass
True.
Guatemalan fucking caught me outside. I was playing Pokemon Go. He kept trying to ask me where I was, trying to get me to meet him. I assumed he was trying to have me jumped. I was playing my game. I kept telling him I was in different spots. He's looking for me up and down the road. I'm trying to get home. He cries like a fucking baby, lays on the fucking ground. I try to help him. He uses my kindness for weakness. And then he forces me into a vehicle. If I do not get into the vehicle, he's going to run me with it. He's going to run over me. I'm not getting ran. I can't outrun a Dodge truck. Sorry. It's just too big. So I was forced into a vehicle. We crashed. And I'm glad that we did. Because he was taking me to an abandoned house to kill me. He tried to make me walk to it after we crashed. And then he assaulted me. He tried headbutting me in the face, but he missed my nose. And he was too drunk. So he hit my chin instead. I tried running from him, and he dove and caught my leg, so I fell on the ground. I ran a mile, and a very nice man brought me home. No one's arresting him. No one cares. I got a restraining order, but that's not going to do nothing. As soon as he gets served, and he's still writing my phone as someone else. I keep blocking him, but somehow he's getting into my stuff and unblocking himself. So I don't know. I don't know what to do. Besides, he's stuck in my house. He lives 5 minutes down the road from me. Like, it sucks, dude. Like, I can't go outside. I can't go to the store. I can't go and play Pokemon Go because my Pokestops are not near my house. They're, like, more towards his house. And he catch me outside, you know? So I have to avoid this person, and it really sucks. Because the police are not arresting him. And he lied to me about his charges and stuff and what he had been on probation for. And he said he was off, basically. And that's a lie. So, you know, he actually went to prison for the same thing he did to me. But he did it to an elderly person and stole their appliances with some crackhead and traded them for drugs. And that was in his past. That was like seven. He got out of prison in 2017. He was a kid when he did that. But, like, his family and my family were friends for a long time. and I didn't know him, you know, and I met him last year, New Year's, and he just kind of, like, pursued me, but he was nice. He treated me nice. He was nice. He didn't, you know, it took us a while to even have sex, but the thing is, he was seeing a bunch of girls at the same time. He continued to do that. He was selling drugs secretly. He broke into my shit. He teamed up with my ex, baby daddy. They stole my money out of my bank account. They're having me stopped. This is the second time I've been kidnapped. But the first time I didn't get kidnapped, I just got an attempted kidnapping by two strangers, which they set me up on my way home from work because I walk home from work. I'm so glad I don't walk home from work no more because he used to follow me and try and force me into his vehicle all the time. I used to have to tell my boss, if I don't show up on time and you don't hear me call in, I didn't make it. You need to call my mom. You know how horrible that is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the police don't do nothing. I got passed around like a doobie between police departments.
Could you move?
Can I move?
Are you able to move?
I wish.
Yeah.
I can't right now. I've just got into Full Sail University, and it's really hot. I live in a very, very expensive town. So being a single parent, you're going to end up living in the hood, which we've already done that before, and we had to get out of there. So right now is just a good time to sit and fight, you know. I just got to stand up for myself, and I'm going to continue standing up for myself. But this really did happen. I'm still picking glass out of my face. It wasn't from the windshield, thank God. He was holding on to me, so I couldn't get out of the car. So I was more on his side than the passenger side because that's the side that got fucked. So I wouldn't be here right now. I've been picking mirror glass out of my face, you know, side mirror. I still got a piece stuck in my face. It's awful. I have to slice it open more to get it out, and it just is awful. I refuse to go to the hospital. Fuck that. I'm okay. I have bumps and bruises. I had a concussion for 4 days. I still turned in my assignments. I can't believe I've gotten any work done in school. I guess I'm just strong, you know. I'm a strong person. I'm a strong female, and I'm a strong male because I'm transgender male. I came out as trans 2019, so I'm both, but I'm strong. You know, this could have happened to a weaker female. She could have died. Like, he's choked me already before. He's tried to kill me before already. So, in December, he tried to kill me.
I think he has a demon inside him that's doing this.
I agree with you, because when he laid down on the ground again after trying to force me to walk to the house he's taking me to,
close the portal.
He got on the ground and started crying. And then he's like, he's a big boy. He got his head is like an Easter Island statue. Fucking huge. And he was too drunk, though. And I really feel that my ex put him up to it because he tried to get me to agree to killing my ex. I was like, hell no, I'm not going to do that because I'll be the first motherfucker they go to. That's stupid. So I assume he probably did the same thing to him because they're pretty mad, and the fact that I'm about to really get, I got real, real close to closing my case, really close, really close. But my ex knows that I know. Sammy knows that I know. He still follows the show. If you go back a little bit, go down a little bit, you'll see where he called in the show and, like, just fucked everything up. He tried and failed. So, you know, he takes his dog for walks outside my development now to go up and down the street because he thinks I'm out playing Pokemon Go. Like, this is ridiculous.
My God.
This is ridiculous.
Oh.
Like, he tried to lure me out of the house. Try to get me to fuck him is what he was trying to do, but I think it was just him trying to lure me to, like, be hurt or something, because that's what I was expecting. So, but I'm a gambler, see, I'm going to go play my game, and I'm going to fucking be out there, and if you come after me, then you come after me. I'm not going to live my goddamn life cooped up in my house, because you're a douchebag. He's angry about someone I haven't had sex with ever, apparently. We never had sex at all. The guy said, he's like, no, we never had sex. I tried and you said no. I was like, okay, I was wrong. I thought I had, like, since 2017, years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago. And he's not even really my type at all. And he's a piece of shit, just like Sammy. So, no. In 2020, I did not have sex with him. Like, nobody. Like, and he's still mad about it. Like, I'm sorry I caught you cheating, Sammy. I caught you with that fucking whore. and she ended up fucking down. What about the other addicts who left a rig in your family's car? You fucking piece of shit. I don't fucking hear about this. I don't want to hear about it. He's still talking about old shit that don't fucking matter. Bitch, 2020 is over, and relatively, so is the motherfucking relationship when I found the whore's motherfucking text that you deleted from another motherfucking device while I was reading this shit.
Oh,
so suck my dick, faggot.
Yeah.
And that's the tea. And that is the tea. That is the tea on that shit. I fucking was almost killed because of some white boy he's jealous of, and he's white. With receding hairline. Can you stop? He don't even live here. He lives in Altoona, which is like 45-minute drive from here, like far away.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, he came to my house in December saying that there was a car out there. He chased them. I knew who they were. No, bitch. I was going to Walmart in my mom's car. I definitely do not need male escorts to go buy face wash, motherfucker. I don't live in goddamn Saudi Arabia, okay, bitch? So, I don't know who the fuck he was chasing. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. But this is because he is so fucking high on meth. He has meth problem. I didn't know he had a meth problem. And then when I started seeing it, I was asking him, are you doing this shit like every day, dude? Like, cut up straws over his house. His house became disgusting. And he's just, he likes fucking with white bitches who are skanks and drug addicts with no futures. I'm sorry, I'm not that person. Bitch, I've got a future. I am something. Yeah, that hoe is nothing, except she's got a rap sheet that makes me look like a motherfucking nun. So, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm happy without all that. But see, the problem is that we live in a system that protects child molesters and men and women beaters. So, I had the same probation officer he has back in the day when I was a jit, okay? So I called this bitch. I love Miss Ingram. I have the utmost respect because she was my officer. I know her. I trust her. Her problem is she can't do nothing. The laws have changed because if you would have called my probation officer in 2003, and you would have been like, oh, she's out here harassing me, I would have went to fucking jail. He's literally pounding my phone, talking about selling drugs and shit, pretending to be somebody else, calling me names. Like, come on, I know it's you, girl. Seriously. And it's just like, what the fuck world do I live in? Where domestic violence doesn't matter. Where him doing, and you know what I did? He fucking took his truck home. He covered up the crime. I went to his house, endangered my own self, and took pictures of it all. Then I found the authorities who owned the park that we crashed into. I let them know what happened. I sent them all the pictures, okay? Then I went to his insurance. I used his phone number, his birth date, and his tag license to find the VIN number to the vehicle. And I made a claim on his insurance. They know.
Oh, my
gosh. Bitch.
I'm
smart.
Oh my God, you're a tough one. I know you are. I think he has a demon inside of him. You might want to do. You know what to do.
I believe that too, because the house he was taking me to, we were there working, and he was not the same that day. Something happened. It was very active. I was recording the entire day. Came out of there, and like something had been trying to attack me the whole time I was there. When I got home, I had spots all over my body. Don't know what the fuck it was. I thought it was because I touched him and he had all these things on him. It looked like meth sores, but I think, I don't know, but I'm calling it a paranormal activity, like a paranormal breakout from being possessed, because he went there without his amulet. And he was different. He called me later. He's like, don't listen to anything I say. And then it just got worse and worse and worse. So I do believe that he does have a demon. Because he tried to tell me, we made a pact with the devil, bitch. I do not remember that at all. So he thinks when he tried to kill me, he said he didn't want to live no more. And that he loved me and he was sorry. But I had to pay because daddy was mad.
Okay, yeah, he has a demon.
Uh-huh. I believe it. I do.
Yeah.
And he's gotten way worse. He threatened to kill his own family. His little sister has him in her phone as my nightmare. Don't know what that's about. You really, when you think you know someone, you really fucking don't. So my advice to you is if a guy is talking to you, get a background check and see who his exes are. Talk to them first.
Yeah.
Because this is all we got. This is all we got.
Yeah, I'm peeking.
You know, and you don't know who you're with. You can think one thing and they are not that. Like,
yeah.
Seriously, I shouldn't have to follow you around to make sure you're not, you know, doing shit. Like, he broke into my Gmail. So my Gmail tells you everywhere you went and how long. So everywhere he went, I went with him. So he's spending the night at this horse house at the fucking trailer park lying to me about it. He made 14 visits to these apartments down the street from my house and was staying there. What? And he gonna try and blame this on me? He tried to blame me for the car crash, saying I stole his car. Nah, bitch, because my pedometer on my watch and everything, my Pokemon Go, is all hooked up to my Booger Fit and my Pokemon. So you can see where I'm at, how long, all that. So I was never at his house, so I can prove that I never stole that motherfucking truck. And why would I, how would I get it? You have a camera in front of your motherfucking house, which I did avoid when I took pictures somehow. But I don't think you would be able to not stop me from stealing that piece of shit, because as soon as I start that motherfucker up, you're going to know. Because it's a quad cab 1996 truck, and it's got severe problems, and I would have never crashed, because I'm not drunk. And why would I steal that piece of shit? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, let's think about this for a second. No. So he tried to, like, blame me, but that's why I told everyone first. The cops don't really give a shit. They're blaming, basically, he has to commit a crime. So him taking me isn't a crime. Crashing the car drunk isn't a crime, but if I did it, I'd go to jail. So basically, they're waiting for him to kill me so they can arrest him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes!
I need extra protection, more salt in your house, maybe. More off.
Yeah,
spirits.
We're getting ADT and all that. And I got a restraining order, so we make it, you know, easier to get. So they're getting all this stuff, and it's just ridiculous. I shouldn't have to have floodlights at my house because my mom is scared. Like, my mom is scared of him. He is dangerous. Like, I didn't know he was this dangerous because to me, he told me he beat up a man nearly to death for hitting his woman. So I was like, oh, I can get with that. Okay. You know, no. That's not what happened. That's not what happened at all. No. And he even told on the bitch. He's like, oh, she never rolled on me. No, you fucking told the police. I read the report. I found it. He told the police that he saw her trade the shit for drugs. So you a fucking snitch, bitch. So that means if he gets arrested and gets pressure put on him, he will tell on Andrew. And that's what I'm betting on. And that's what I'm betting on. I hope to God that something happens that he can't get out of. But here's the thing. The reason why he's got so much protection, somebody higher up must be getting some sort of kickbacks. Because if you're moving that much amount of weight in my town, and this is Lake County, you're moving that amount of meth. Because he's telling me, you know, all this stuff. So, and it's big. But we're out of time, everybody. That's the tea. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Girl, thank you for showing up. I hope you feel better. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. And Black Lives Matter. And fuck Donald Trump. And check out the episodes a couple days ago, because I called that shit. I knew this was going to happen. Sounds about white. That's America with 3 K's, not CA's. I'll be back on tomorrow for Girl Power Hour. And I think I'm going to try and force my mom to give me that damn interview about her experience as a woman during the 70s and 60s and 50s and women's suffrage, because I feel like it is important. We need to remember this. And that's the tea, y'all. Zen Rider out.